You're listening to KNKX. The University of Washington Tacoma, which had its commencement on Monday, is built to serve a special population of students. Most come from nearby communities. Almost 60% have parents without college degrees, and nearly three quarters receive financial aid. A core part of the campus's mission is expanding college education to people who might not otherwise get it. But that means faculty have to think about things like whether their students are getting enough to eat. 88.5's Will James takes us to a food pantry on campus designed to make sure they do.
UWT's food pantry is on the first floor of an academic building in a room that used to be a closet. It just got a new carpet and shelves, so the food is no longer stacked on the floor. You can hear some new refrigerators humming in the background.
We have vegetables that usually go here, meats when we get them, and then our dairy products are lastly over here.
Sequoia Connor is often one of the first faces you see when you walk in. She's one of the student workers who staff the pantry. One of her jobs is making sure people know there's no stigma to using it. And she says that's easy because she's also one of the 25 or so students a week who get food here.
I'll typically get like rice because I have a big family actually. And there's also times where like I didn't have enough money to buy food for the day, and had not been for this, I wouldn't have eaten before class.
Connor lives in Tacoma with her mother and two sisters, and there are often other relatives staying with them as well. She keeps them in mind when she uses the pantry. Donations are what keep the shelves stocked, much of it from faculty and staff who contribute a portion of their paychecks. Christine Stevens, a professor who teaches nursing and healthcare leadership, led the effort to create the pantry 3 years ago. That was after she conducted a survey showing a third of UWT students meet the federal definition of food insecure, meaning it's often unclear where their meals will come from.
We have a lot of first-generation students. It's the first time on campus. We have a lot of immigrant and refugee students.
But food insecurity is not just a UWT problem. It's a growing concern at colleges across the country, and it can be an obstacle to concentrating in class and even graduating. A survey of students across 66 colleges and universities last year found more than a third were food insecure. Stevens blames the new economics of college, marked by rising costs and shrinking aid.
Financial aid does not cover what it used to cover. The next thing is that a lot of us talk about, we worked our way through college, you can't do that anymore. So these students have two or three jobs. The third thing is that colleges have had to raise everything because they're not getting funded. And so it was a perfect storm.
Nedrulani Mailo knows that storm well. She oversees the pantry as a university employee, but just a year ago, she was graduating from UWT, the first person in her family to finish college. She says the experience of college is different when you're a first-generation student.
There's a lot of struggles and a lot of barriers that we face, along with just trying to keep up with schoolwork.
Demand at the pantry is one measure of that struggle. Mailo says she spends $400 to $600 a month on inventory. That includes diapers for parents on campus.
The needs of the students are huge because once I put items on the shelf, they are gone like the next day or that day, if anything.
Mailo says one of her priorities is getting the university to pitch in with a steadier stream of funding. Meanwhile, Stevens is updating her survey of students at UWT. She says the preliminary results show a sharp increase. Around half of students are now food insecure. Will James, 88.5 News.